The ultimate battle. Lies, fear, and hate. Warring against truth, faith, and love. Some years ago, I started working in an area where believers in Jesus had suffered severe persecution. Over 100 people butchered, houses burned, many places of worship looted and ransacked. When having heart-to-heart talks with the different survivors, it was obvious that it was a very difficult time. However, when I asked, "Are you sad it happened?" the response was not what I expected. "No, sir," one responded, while our eyes lit up, "because now we know that Jesus is real." Dear friends, we have no idea about the times that we are approaching, thinking that we will just float along. Corrie ten Boom wrote in 1974, "There are some among us teaching us that there will be no tribulation, that the Christians will be able to escape all this. These are false teachers that Jesus was warning us to expect in the latter days." Jesus said, "Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." Matthew 24:11. How do I identify who is false among the many preachers and prophets? The Lord says, "Listen not to the words of the prophets. You shall have peace, and no evil shall come upon you. They are prophets of deceit, of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord." Jeremiah 23:16-27. Which preacher speaks the truth? Jesus said in Matthew 24, "Immediately after the tribulation shall the Son of Man return." In verses 29-31. The tribulation is the second half of the seven-year reign of the Antichrist, when the abomination is placed in the temple. Jesus told us when this happens to flee, as then shall be great tribulation. Matthew 24:15-21. Jesus hammers this home with, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away," in verse 35. The abomination is the image of the beast, which we will be forced to worship, Revelation 13:15. However, many preachers and prophets change Jesus' words and say that Jesus will come to get us before the tribulation, while Jesus told us to flee. These many prophets get TV prime time, and 90-95% of the Christians believe them rather than what Jesus said, while ignoring that he warned us four times in Matthew 24, which is the end time chapter, to not be deceived. It's in verse 4, verse 5, verse 11, and verse 24. So, who should I believe? John warned us, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." 1 John 4:1. If the prophet changes Jesus' words, then he or she is one of the many false prophets that are gone out into the world. If he or she stands by what Jesus said, then their spirit is of God. Jesus didn't hang on the cross naked for 6 hours, balancing his body weight on the nails pounded through his hand and feet, to tell us some half-truths that we can change to attract the people and the money. Paul explains, "For this reason, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie." 2 Thessalonians 2:11. "Therefore the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of your prophets." That is 1 Kings 22:22-23. "Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." Isaiah 60:2. Fear and worry is the killer. If we have faith in the words of Jesus and trust him with our life, then we know that he will watch over us like a hawk over her chicks. We might at times think that God has forgotten us. However, he will be there like a coach that is giving us the final training for the Olympics, which is to rule with him for the next 1,000 years. This is the climax of all of history. Then they answered, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. We ought to obey God rather than man." Acts 4:5. Will I fear and follow the crowd, or stay faithful to Jesus? This will be the test of my heart. Will you and I choose faith or fall for fear? Will I believe the lies or stick to the truth? Will I love or hate? Choose God or Satan? Life or death? It is my freedom of choice. No one can make it for me, not God nor Satan. Remember, the Antichrist has no power of his own. It says power was given unto him to continue 3.5 years. Revelation 13:5. The Lord allows him to do his job or his tenure to test and to sort our hearts and character and to separate the tares from the wheat, as Jesus teaches us in Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. When the devil tempted Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus answered, "It is written." If Jesus needed to quote scriptures to resist the devil, how much more should we? The devil is the father of lies, John 8:44, and he is good at it. But don't let the liar scare you. The only way to fight the lies is with the truth of scripture. It freaks him out. Please study vital scriptures to build our ark. This is a historical true account. Will you obey your emperor? The 40 Martyrs of Sebaste. The year is 320 AD. The place is Sebaste, which is in present-day Turkey. The governor, Agricola, addressed 40 Roman soldiers in the Legio 12 Fulminate. "I am told that you refuse to offer sacrifice ordered by the emperor Licinius. This is your last chance. Will you obey your emperor?" "To disgrace the name of our Lord Jesus Christ is more terrible still," replied the man. Exasperated, the governor threatened to flog and torture them. Boldly, the man answered, "As for your threats, we despise our bodies when the welfare of our souls is at stake." The rebels began stripping off their clothes and marched onto the ice in the freezing March air, singing, "What is our death but entrance into the eternal life?" "Look," one of the guards suddenly exclaimed, pointing towards the sky. "What?" said his fellow guard. "It is too dark to see anything. I wish this was over. I'm freezing out here." "Don't you see them? Angels hovering with golden crowns over those fellows' heads, holding out rich robes for them." "Are you out of your mind? It's pitch black." Standing on the shore, the shivering guard shouted into the night, "Don't be idiots! What's the point? Come off the ice, warm yourselves." "Hey, look, one of them is coming." Babbling, one of the 40 crawled towards them from the ice. The guard who saw the vision without delay took off his clothes, ran onto the ice, proclaiming loudly, "That crown is what I want and it is mine." Now this is adapted from the true account of the 40 martyrs of Sebaste. A promise is a promise. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. James 1:12. And fear none of those things which he shall suffer. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Revelations 2:10. So hold on and don't let go. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. So grab a hold of that kingdom crown in your heart by faith and fight for it against worry, anxiety, and fear. Daniel's three friends answered, "Our God, whom we are able to serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. But if not, let it be known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up." Daniel 3:17 and 18. How to face our executioner. People have had dreams of getting beheaded during the tribulation for the cause of Christ. How could we possibly face our executioner, even if he's hooded not only to instill fear, but mainly to hide his identity? Remember that the Lord is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, and that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. That hooded person is deep down inside a human being just like you and me. There is no fear in love, but perfect love eliminates fear. 1 John 4:18. May the Lord give us the grace to love and tell him, "Even if you sever my head from my body, you can never sever the love for you from my heart." For the simple reason that Jesus lives in my heart, who loves you beyond measure. And Stephen, who is a martyr, it says he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Acts 7, verse 60. I'm offered clemency if I accept the RFID chip and decide to worship the talking AI android. Revelation 13, 15. No, thank you. I know that the sufferings of this present cannot be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8, 18. Okay, put your head down. So ready, aim, chop. There goes Johan. Of course, I will be branded a traitor, terrorist, alien enemy of the state, and all that stuff. My corpse will be dumped into a mass grave, but thank God I am finally away from this idiocy, this senseless absurdity, and those crazed people that hate me because I love Jesus. I'm going up to heaven. The people that love me await me. Immediate arrival. Back home for Christmas. Hey, guys, let's celebrate. Johan made it too. They're even proud of me. But what did I do? Nothing really. I just took the easy way out. And I relax with a glass of the very best wine until I meet the love of my life, my Jesus. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. And here we have the reward in Revelation 20, verse 4. I saw the souls of them which were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, which had not worshipped the beast, which is the Antichrist, nor his image, which is his AI android, which will be placed in the temple in Jerusalem, and neither had they received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, which is the RFID implant. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. At johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation to carbon dating, giants, Noah's Ark, the RFID implant, Antichrist to Kingdom Come, plus a good study Bible, plus 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but on this site, all downloads are free. There'll also be no cookies and no info requests, so we can pass them on and tell the world about it.